I could see in the long-term future Cuba being a really great market for us and them being a really friendly neighbor. But it's just going to take quite a bit of change that's out of our hands.
And that's Don Lamb, director of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture. He recently traveled to Cuba as part of a trade mission that was hosted by the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture and funded by the USDA. Lamb says it was an eye-opening experience to see the food crisis in Cuba firsthand.
Kind of a good and bad situation is what it felt like. You know, you're excited about the potential for the future, but it's also somewhat discouraging just the situation that they're in there. They're just in really bad financial shape. The people are hungry. There's not going to be a real quick way to start trading a lot of dollars with them or with a lot of food, but there are definitely opportunities because it's needed. There's 11 million people there, 90 miles off our coast, and they're hungry. And we would really like to be able to do something about that.
He adds that the ongoing embargo and political tensions between the U.S. and Cuba are certainly barriers to trading there, but Lamb says he's optimistic that things could turn around and that Indiana's ag products could eventually find a new market in Cuba.
I always joke around that I'm a popcorn guy, so, you know, I want them to buy popcorn to eat at a Cuban baseball game, you know, and right now, you know, their economy really just doesn't support that kind of a lifestyle. But if they keep improving, boy, wouldn't that be great if 10 years from now, baseball games in Cuba are really enjoyed and there's a nice box of popcorn there to enjoy during the baseball game. But there's a lot of things that kind of have to come in place in the meantime to make that happen.
You can hear my full conversation with ISDA Director Don Lamb at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.